One. Safe Harbor! It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Are you going to give you something to drink? I am joining you from Puerto Rico, the heart of the Bermuda Triangle. We have manning the flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC, Sam the Animal Steel. And investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And, you know, Shelley, you made a prediction recently that gold and silver prices were going to go up, and I'll be darned if they haven't. What is going on now?
Well, they just keep on going up. Towards the latter part of the week, we had gold go up about $35 an ounce.
Wow.
Silver, and that's a huge jump. And even silver had gone up a dollar an ounce, which is huge in silver terms. So now is the time. I know people are thinking, oh, well, you know, I'll wait. Don't wait, because once you finally decide to do it, you're either not going to really like the price, or you're not really going to have the same inventory. You're not going to be able to get a hold of things quite as easily. So
why are the prices jumping up like this now, Shelley?
You know, it just seems like whenever you have chaos on a global scale, like you see in the Middle East, it seems like that always drives the prices up. And gas goes up, metals go up. Nobody has any kind of confidence in anything except for that. That's the only thing they really feel like they can put their money in that means something, that is of intrinsic value.
All right. Well, to everybody who is listening, now, she told you the prices were going to start going up, and they have. So this is the time. Go to Wright's Coin Shop and start buying before they go up even more. That's what you do. You buy when it's lower priced, and you sell when it's higher priced. And even if somebody's listening, and I always say this, when we try to advertise Wright's Coin Shop, we're not talking to people who have done business with you guys. They are already hooked, and they understand, and those people are buying and selling all the time. Talk to people who have never bought a coin and have never been to Wright's Coin Shop. How can they find you, and how can you help them, Shelley?
You can call me at 828-298-5402, or you can come by the shop at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, and I will happily share all of my experience and my knowledge, and I want you to make money. I want you to be happy. I want you to have something for the future, whether you're putting money back for a rainy day, or you're putting it back for retirement, or for your child's education, or whatever. You know, we can work it out. We can figure out what is best for you with your particular situation. And as long as you just keep putting it back regularly, even if a lot of people get hung up with price, I'm going to wait for whatever reason, or I paid more here, and it doesn't matter. Just put it back. Just do something. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there wasn't a memo that went out the night before the stock market crashed to let everybody know the dollar was going to be worth almost nothing. And so don't wait for that. You know, go right now to WrightsCoinShop.com, WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. You'll find a map there, information on the products, a photograph of Shelley Wright. And I say that because you wouldn't believe how many people email me wanting to see a photograph of Shelley Wright. And, again, if you're lucky enough to be in the Asheville area, you can visit them. They are near the Biltmore Estate, just a few miles away. Call 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Now, Shelley, you do have a lot of potential suitors that come to the shop. And they either come right out or they hint around, and they're trying to take you out on a date, aren't they?
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look, I see the emails. I know what's going on.
Well, see,
here.
I don't see the emails. You get all my mail. Whatever mail I get, everything goes through you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Shelley. When a man walks into the shop – and he comes sniffing around there, and he's thinking, I wonder if something will click between me and Shelley Wright. Do you also sniff around a little bit and see what this man smells like? Are you a person who's into odor? Do you like certain smells that a man may carry when he walks in the door?
I will say that there are a lot of smells that come in the door that are perhaps a bit off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean that in a natural way, like an off-putting body odor, or off-putting like in Dracar Noir?
Usually body odor. Deodorant is the best thing.
See, not every woman feels that way, because I used to see a gal,
yeah,
and she was enamored. When I reeked, like if I had the funk,
yeah,
she just wanted to just bury up in there and like motorboat my armpit.
Yeah, I am not that type of person.
Well,
yeah.
It's pheromonal. It's animal.
Yeah, yeah. I still like deodorant and a shower.
Shelley Wright likes deodorant and a shower.
Well, you're Sam the Animal Steel, so any woman who is with you has got to be into that animalistic rank.
Well,
and
he does not smell bad.
I do like to wear Lacoste. I like to wear my Lacoste.
But yeah.
Do you know what's that, Sam?
I said I was smelling myself right now. I got some studio on me. Got a lot of hours in the studio.
Yeah. So. Okay. It's a very warm day.
I'm like, oh man, what is? Maybe I should check.
Watch out, ladies.
Hello.
And the reason I ask this question is that I've got this news story in front of me, and it's about a new invention. And, yes, it has been invented. It will be coming soon to a store near you. It is called the Odor Phone.
Oh, it's like smell-o-vision?
Yeah. Okay. And they say you can not only send a picture of a pizza, for example, but also the scent of the pizza using your phone. This is from Harvard. Okay?
You know, I want the real pizza. I don't want a picture. I don't want somebody to send me phantom smells of pepperoni. I want the pizza.
Well, we're working on that. The Harvard engineering professor there has invented a device called an O-phone that sends and receives photos and scents. You can mix and match 32 basic scents to create more than 300,000 unique aromas. You'll be able to send those smells to your lucky or unlucky friends and loved ones in what they are going to call O-Notes using an app called O-Snap. The first transatlantic sent from an O-phone was sent from New York to Paris, and the scent was meant to be the smell of New York. The inventor says, quote, scent is the world's natural tweet because it takes just a few seconds to get a scent. The notion of people saying, I miss you in New York by sending a scent is really interesting and powerful. Imagine taking a scent selfie and posting it on Facebook, end quote. They say it sounds weird, but it's well documented that scent is closely tied to memory. And this company says it, quote, intends to bring scent messaging to mobile phone users wherever aroma matters for health and memory, self-expression and entertainment, travel and marketing of aromatic content online, end quote.
That's kind of cool.
So, I mean, I'm imagining you must need some kind of a cartridge that you would plug into your phone, which seems a bit laborious, that has these 32 basic scents. And, who wants to have a little bulky cartridge? I don't know how they're doing this, but, I mean, surely it has to be something like that, right? And don't call you Shirley, right?
Right.
That's sort of the new wave of cell phone technology. We earlier talked about holographic projections coming from cell phones. Now, since, before you know it, you're just going to have your own little three-dimensional life-size love doll there, and, you know, she's going to be powder puff with perfume, and you just – can you feel her, though? Can you touch her? Is there going to be resistance there? I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of – now that we're in the dark 30 hour, all mm-hmm. I'm saying is that there's a lot of possibilities out there for mm-hmm. some of this new technology. I know that in Japan, I believe, they have some things similar to, like, the Fleshlight that would attach to an app so somebody across the world could send feelings from their virtual hands to your virtual loins.
Well, it seems to me, though, whenever you put your genitals in some kind of a contraption that is wired up...
Never ends up good.
All ends in tears.
It becomes maximum overdrive at
and
some
hospital.
Point.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games.
Yeah, until until maximum overdrive kicks into the hydraulics. Yeah, there we go. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, how about this, a college student who makes $180,000 stripping for just 2 weekends a month. That sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? And then also, maybe you saw the video of the student who was denied a diploma after stripping. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that and a lot more on this hour we call the Dark 30 Hour, brought to you by Right Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, with people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. We'll be right back.
the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and you should tune out right now. And for the rest of this hour, if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, that's why we wait till late at night to talk about some of the more sordid and seedy material. We proudly call this program the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. And, well, now you're digging into the dark side. I am Joshua P. Warren in Puerto Rico, and we have Sam the Animal Steele and investigator Shelley Wright in Asheville. Before we continue with these stories, if you have no idea what the wishing machine is, that's okay. You're not alone. All I ask is that you go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. And watch the free video there. Well, you'll see me. It's just me sitting there with the wishing machine explaining how it works. And you'll see why that this has been so popular around the world and how it can change your life. As crazy as that sounds, go check it out at joshuapwarren.com. Some people are changing their lives by resorting to what you might think of as extraordinary measures like stripping. And there is a story here from the Huffington Post about a woman named Maggie. That's all they're going to call her, Maggie. I'm trying to see if they say how old she is. Well, anyway, it says she's a college student. And she makes $180,000 stripping just two weekends a month. She is a double major at the University of Maryland. I bet that ain't all she's a double in. Waka waka! Graduating debt-free due to her part-time gig as a stripper. She's stripping at Scores in New York, so you know she must be driving or flying because that's you know decent distance from Maryland.
High dollar, not the best.
Well, it says reliable statistics about strippers' salaries are kind of impossible to come by, but a 2010 study found that dancers often are earning on average just the regular old dancer, about $74,000 per year. And dancers who worked at one New York club reported they could earn $1,000 or more in a day. Goes on here to say a full-time exotic dancer can expect at least somewhere about $50,000 all the way to $150,000. And that basically more and more young ladies are turning to this for the obvious reasons in this economy. Now, Sam the Animal Steele, you've lived a long, fruitful life. You've come into contact with a lot of ladies who take creative avenues to educate themselves.
Sure.
Would you say that from what you've seen, maybe the average lady in Asheville could pull in anywhere like this? Or are we just talking like big cities?
Here in our fair part of the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the laws, we have the one club. I mean, I'm not going to say that they have the top-notch chotch there. I think I can say chotch. That's legal in the Dark 30. But it's not, probably not. I mean, I know that personally when I was dancing, I was only making roughly about $8,000 a year.
Oh.
But that was in a corner of, like, the Stuckey's parking lot. and a lot of times I would just do trade for pecan log rolls. They would just tip me in pecan log rolls and commemorative spoons.
Now, Shelley, you know, honestly, yes. there has to come a moment in a woman's life when you're old enough to realize that life ain't going to be a basket of cherries, and you're not getting any younger. So, I mean, it's got to cross your mind at some point. This is an avenue. This is an option. This is something I could do to make a lot of money. Tell me about when you reach that point in your life.
Well, you may think, okay, I could do this. But then you realize, no, I really don't think I could do this. I think mentally, I think you have to harden yourself. Yeah. And it changes you. You see people differently, I'm sure. And I just... I didn't want to become that. I didn't want to do that.
Sub question B: in this age of technology, would you have a different thought about a webcam girl? You're in the privacy of your own home.
True.
You're not. You don't have men ogling you.
Right.
You might, but they're on the other side of a monitor. There's a lot of wires in between there.
I've talked about it with friends of mine. We have talked about these things. I don't know.
I would be doing that like a mug all day. I know Josh feels the same way, but
yeah, why not?
Why not?
If it's going to bring in that kind of moolah, sure.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I'm sitting here in my boxer shorts right now.
With
you
a
know,
tub of aloe right next to slathering it all over your body. Why not put it on the web and make money?
That's right. If you want to see me slab this on. I prefer to auction myself off. I'm such a businessman that I'll be like, top bidder gets to watch. Well, now, when it comes to young people stripping, you may have seen this story from actually Fayetteville, North Carolina. I actually watched the video of this. An honor student was denied his diploma when he decided to strip as he walked across the stage to get his diploma.
Well, he got naked as he was at graduation?
Well, you know, from watching the video, and I've got the story, but again, you know, having seen it myself, the guy is walking across the stage. It looks to me like he actually shakes the hand and gets the diploma, and then right as he's like halfway across, he pauses, pulls his robe off, and he's only wearing leopard skin. What do they call it that men wear?
Thongs. Man panties?
No. Ugh, man panties. Maybe it is a...
Well, we're going to watch this. It's a 20-second video. Here we go, Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've got it already?
Yeah, we're watching it right now. Okay. Here they go. And they're walking across. And there's the... And there it goes. There he is. And he is dancing.
Oh,
it's not really stripping. I mean, He
just pulls it off.
He pulls it off. He does a little jump, and he jogs off.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything suggest. He wasn't twerking.
Come on, guys. What do you call the little bikini shorts that men wear? Help me out here. Come on.
Bikini
am I the only
shorts?
One?
Shorts?
Hip briefs?
Loincloth? I don't know what you're...
Really?
Describe it a little bit more.
Please, go into more detail.
Please.
We're all having a brain fart. You know, just the dumb little
G-string.
Underwear. No. It's the dumb little underwear that men wear when they are on the beach and they look silly. Everything's
Speedo.
Speedo.
Speedo!
That's a brand name.
And that is what I call man panties. That is always a bad idea.
Unless you're in Brazil.
Always, even in Brazil.
So he was not arrested, but he was stripped of his diploma and barred from the school's property and events like football games in the future.
He's gone.
But still, I don't think they should have taken his diploma. He worked for that.
Well, they're saying that, like, on paper, he will still have the acknowledgement of graduating high school, but apparently they're just not going to let him have the actual display piece or something like that.
At my graduation, I seriously had this thing set up with pyrotechnics. I had a guy who was supposed to fire off pyrotechnic rounds as I walked off the stage to Freebird. I know it's hackneyed, but I was young. And they found out about it, and they wouldn't let me do it. They nipped it in the bud. Ruined my graduation.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a dollar store story. We love these kinds of stories about places you might go on a daily basis or depending on your situation where something extraordinary happens. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back.
Qui s'est tant touché sa tourage avant l'été, sa chupine petite soeur. About you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. Brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's Coin Shop. Write this down, 828-298-5402, or go to wrightscoinshop.com. There's also a link at speakingofstrange.com, 828-298-5402. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me remind you, yes, summer is officially beginning. And that's wonderful. We love the summer fun. But don't be a fool. That also means storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, things that will knock your power out and ruin a fun day. And, hey, I have a gasoline generator, but it's noisy and stinky. And what do you do when the fuel runs out? Go to sunshinesimple.com, and you will see a video about the world's most powerful solar generator for the home for the lowest price. You can use it every single day to save money on your power bill, but when the power goes out, you'll be happy as hell that you have it. Even Mr. Mobius, our chief engineer, had to go about 3 weeks just living off of the Sunshine Simple generator, and he said, look, if anybody has any doubts about how effective this thing is, all they have to do is talk to me and all the people who have bought a Sunshine Simple generator in every state in the United States. SunshineSimple.com. I told you we have a story about the dollar store, and this comes to us from Saginaw, Michigan. Apparently, there was a shoplifter at, well, it says here in the story, Family Dollar there. At least a person that the manager suspected was the shoplifter. And the shoplifter was with another woman. So I really think, you know, what I gather here is these are a couple of women, and they're all, you know, looking around shifty-eyed and doing suspicious stuff. And at one point, the 31-year-old manager decides to confront them. And he walks up with a can in his hand. And the situation climaxes when apparently the manager yells this highly quotable line. Now, everybody, again, dark 30 hour, here's your warning, tune out. He says, quote, "Bitch, what I want you to do is do something. I'll whoop your ass," end quote. And then he blasts her in the face with the can of Febreze that he had.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Okay. And what did you think I was going to say?
Then he blasts her in the face with a can of Febreze. What? I thought that was at the Dark 30 hour.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, he was saying, this will clean up your dirty mouth.
Well,
so he blasts her in the face with Febreze, saying, this will clean up your dirty mouth. The manager says he called the police, but they didn't show up immediately. And this whole thing apparently was captured on video as well. And so they say that, obviously, this was bad for everybody. It was bad for the ladies involved. It was bad for the manager.
Bad for the dollar store.
Bad, yes. The manager is out of work for the time being, but he actually said he hopes Febreze might want to offer him a TV commercial. Maybe this is good for Febreze.
Well, to be fair, I mean, people these days have foul mouths. Grandma Steele used to wash my mouth out with soap.
I remember.
And that had, like, lye in it.
Yeah, soap is, yeah, I have those memories, too. I like to cuss.
Because I had a potty mouth.
Uh-huh.
Josh probably did, too.
Probably.
Sass mouth.
You know, I don't think I ever got my mouth washed out with soap. I always knew when it was appropriate to curse and when it wasn't. So I figured I would wait till I became a radio host, and then I would do it on the air for everybody. You know, Scotty Rodomer would put a gold star next to my name in the Hall of Fame. Ooh! Okay, how about this? This is from New Hampshire. Woman there charged with prostitution at the town library. Says, some books are to be tasted. Oh, I can't even say that one. This is even going too far for Dark 30.
And the next story.
But, you know, it says here that usually people go to the library to satisfy their thirst for knowledge. But, you know, not carnal knowledge. A woman arrested for offering the letter at the library. And she was 20 years old. Apparently an undercover cop went to check out the situation.
Not a book.
And yeah. And they say that she approached him with a pad and pen, and they started passing notes. Bad idea. You never put anything in writing. This sort of escalated, and finally she offered to perform an act on the cop in exchange for $60.
This was on the female cop, right? Or was this a male cop?
Well, I'm presuming it was a male cop.
I thought I misheard that. I thought it was a female.
You're fantasizing way ahead of me here.
And she was wearing like the short uniform, right?
Of course. Let's see. So police say this isn't the first prostitution controversy at that library. Last year, a homeless man was arrested after posting a Craigslist ad offering sex in the library's bathroom. And he said his hours were 5 to 9 p.m. and he would be in stall number 3.
Hey. A At least he's not on the dole.
On the dole. All right. Next story comes to us from, get ready, Shelley, Naples, Florida.
Florida.
Says here, a South Florida man was arrested after he allegedly sent racy photos to a female police officer. The 30-year-old man contacted police to report a suspicious vehicle. An officer responded to the man on her department-issued phone. Shortly after the conversation, the officer began receiving messages on the phone from the man's number, and says here, now again, tune out if there are kids listening or, you know, anybody who doesn't want to hear controversial things.
Earmuffs.
Says, for no reason, the man began sending pictures of his penis over and over, and the officer texted back and said, who is this? And he texted, quote, I am Big Boo, worship my penis, end quote.
There's your T-shirt.
Those texts were followed up by many more photos of a man in a thong. And a picture of a man who was in various other poses. Oh, my goodness. Looking back at the camera while naked. Other texts had the man dressed in lingerie. And there was one that said, so, are you impressed yet?
Yet being the key word here.
Right? Yeah.
Yet? Is that like a question mark? Are you impressed yet?
So when police finally got up with the man, once again, he said, well, he'd been intoxicated and, well, he does stupid stuff when he's drunk.
We all do.
Yeah. Everybody gets a mulligan, right?
You should.
Once in a while, yeah. That's the way it's all.
Lingerie selfie mulligan.
Yeah, that's the way it ought to work. Let's see here. San Marino, California. The mayor of a wealthy California town was caught on camera tossing dog poop onto the walkway of a political opponent. He's being asked to resign by residents who say he smeared their image.
Smear campaign.
That's a real smear campaign, yeah.
What'd you say he was tossing?
What was he tossing? Poop. He was tossing poop.
Better than salad.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories of tonight's Dark 30 Hour. And all I can tell you is it begins with a story about meat and sausages. I am Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Who is a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway? Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling parade from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Well, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a
smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating sign, Jimmy Schmidt, while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Yeah, in the final minutes of hour number three, the end of the show tonight on Speaking of Strange, we call it the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can go to speakingofstrange.com for a link to their website, or just go directly to wrightscoinshop.com, or call, better yet, call Shelley Wright, 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. Let me remind you, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because, well, this is when we dig into the news that is more outrageous and controversial, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, the material that's more sordid and seedy, and so you should tune out right now. That's your warning. If you don't want to hear that kind of thing, or, you know, it's just... Well, tune back in about 5 minutes and everything will be...
Don't scare anybody off. It's not
family friendly again. Yeah,
not that bad.
You know, the things we can put into your ears through these speakers, Sam. Things that will
Marconi
haunt you
is rolling over.
Yes. All right, here's story number one of three from Texas. A Texas supermarket tried pulling the bull over customers' eyes by selling improperly labeled bull penis as food for customers, a lawsuit alleges. This is in Austin. They were hit with a $5,000 civil lawsuit from an attorney for selling, quote, non-inspected, adulterated, and misbranded beef labeled as pizzle for human food, end quote. They say that pizzle is not a word from one of Snoop Dogg's rhymes. It's just the penis of a bull or other animals. And the suit says that a manager and some employees took pizzle from boxes and repackaged them for consumer consumption. And in some cultures, this is considered an aphrodisiac.
Usually it is.
Yeah, but in the U.S., they usually use it for glue and chew toys for dogs. Story number two. This comes to us from Brooklyn. One of the weirdest contests in New York has made a return for the second year. It's the smallest penis pageant. If your first question is why, you're not alone. The planners say the small penis pageant was created to celebrate, quote, less endowed men who still have an extraordinary heart and talent. Apparently, last year's winner told news outlets that, well, size didn't matter to him and the event was just a fun time on a Saturday afternoon, time to recognize little guys with a good sense of humor. So contestants were judged in a number of categories, including poise and evening wear. There was a wet undies contest and a talent show. And they say even Miley Cyrus has mentioned that she wants to be a judge at some point to select a wiener. I mean, winner.
Oh. On a related note, how was your recent trip to New York?
It's been a while. And, okay, Shelley, it's from Deland, boom, Florida. A Central Florida woman is facing theft charges after officials say she stuffed 7 frozen lobster tails in her pants and walked out of a Publix supermarket without paying for them. Loss prevention officer said he watched the 30-year-old woman put the lobster tails into her pants She even went ahead and walked around the store for a while before leaving, said it was very strange because it made her look like she was very well endowed. Police found her about an hour later. The woman told them she went to the store with the intention of stealing the lobster tails, which were valued at about $83.99. And she said she planned to trade the lobster with a friend and get either a Chinese buffet or some kind of prescription pain medication.
Probably,
altogether.
Probably the pain medication.
Yeah, and a nice dinner either way.
A lobster toe just hanging out all over the place.
And so, yeah, that's what gets some people happy. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show.
You said she could trade. She's either going to trade for either a Chinese buffet, $7.99, or prescription medication. Well, I don't know. I'm probably going to go with the oxys.
All right. We're going to thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded. I like to make my